And we can chop and start.
I can pause it. This is Nash Radio at Air, and I am privileged to have a few minutes to speak with Dominic Keating of Enterprise fame. Dominic, thank you for giving us a few minutes today.
Nanu.
You're getting into the spirit of the convention. We like that. Is this your first time around here at Dragon Con?
It sure is, yeah. I am a Dragon Con virgin. Hop, there goes my Dragon Con cherry.
Have you been enjoying it so far?
Very much so. It is quite the event. I mean, I have done a lot of these things around the world, but at the moment, I got to say, this takes the biscuit. It really does. I've seen more flesh in the last 28 hours than I would see at Crazy Girls, let me tell you.
And some of it's not the flesh you want to see.
Well, you said it, not me.
See, that's I can get away with
there
that.
There are a lot of hotties here, though. I have to say, quite impressed.
All right, let's just jump into it. You've been acting a very long time. Why did you decide this is what you want to do with yourself?
Crikey, there came a point after graduating. I went off to India and traveled around India for a while and came back and went through Europe again and ended up in Egypt. And there just came a point after all this sort of, you know, philandering where I really had to sort of think about what I was going to do. And a lot of my mates were going down and putting their suits on and getting into, you know, the city and finance, and advertising was quite popular back in those days. And for some reason, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And I did sit idle for quite a while, umming and ahhing. And I'd done a lot of acting at school and university. And there just came a point at which I looked at the ceiling one morning again for a couple of hours and went, okay, let's do it. I want to act. And that was 20 years ago.
Now, getting into Trek, was that an audition? So you went in to just with all the other people to...
Absolutely. They'd seen me. It came out in the wash like 18 months after I got the gig and we'd been shooting the show. And Rick Berman actually told me, he took me aside and said, you know, I remembered you from a guest star or audition you gave for Voyager. And I thought I was going to get this audition. It was one of those auditions like, oh, that went really, I'm getting that. And then I never heard from them again. I'm like, what? What have you got to do to get a job in this town? And he remembered me, him and Brannon, and they were formulating the idea of Enterprise, and they had me. Rick told me I had your photo on my desk for 18 months, and I'm like, you could have told me, mate.
were you a Trek fan originally?
No, I watched the show growing up, so yeah, you know, I watched a bit of Next Gen when I first arrived in America because it had a British actor in it.